Well, Monday is the deadline for many Americans to sign up for the Affordable Care Act for health insurance, and it sounds like some people are actually doing that. The Obama administration announced that more than 6 million Americans have signed up so far. That number was the original goal of the administration for this round of the act. And if that is the care part of the act, people getting health care, let's talk for a minute about the affordable part, because one goal of the ACA was to reduce healthcare spending. And in an attempt to do that, Medicare is fining hospitals that have high rates of readmissions among elderly patients. About one third of seniors end up back in the hospital within a month of being discharged. Now, so far, more than 2,000 hospitals have been fined, and Medicare has collected over $200 million in penalties. But as Here and Now's Rachel Gottbaum reports, hospitals are questioning why they should be punished for what happens to older patients once they leave.
Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center is a highly regarded teaching hospital in Boston. But in 2012, the staff here got some bad news. The hospital had one of the highest rates of readmissions among Medicare patients in the country. What that meant were fines of over $1 million. And it led to a lot of soul-searching, says Dr. Julius Yang, head of quality.
These patients, after coming to our hospital, getting what we believe to be high-quality, good care, were actually coming back at an alarmingly high rate.
It turned out that Beth Israel Deaconess was, in fact, providing high-quality care while patients were in the hospital. But that focus was too narrow, says Yang.
In the hospital, we provide a lot of structure. We provide a lot of staff. We provide a lot of expertise to manage every moment of their illness. But as soon as they leave, the complexity of their situation explodes.
That discovery led Beth Israel Deaconess to make some dramatic changes in the way it cared for its older patients. Under Obamacare, the hospital received a grant to find new ways to keep Medicare patients from bouncing in and out of the hospital. One of those patients is Lila Gross, Jerry Siegel's 84-year-old mother. Siegel says in the past, her family had many unanswered questions once their mother was discharged from the hospital.
She has heart, lung, and kidney problems. And so it was very scary. She would check out of the hospital. We'd have no one follow through with the medications. We had 100 questions. We'd have to call the hospital, wait. The doctors weren't always there to give us the information we needed. You know, we didn't know what was going to happen. And we had to wait for the next catastrophe to get her back into the hospital and find more answers.
To get those answers, Beth Israel Deaconess hired special nurses like Lisa Matthews.
You did. You need to take it slow and make sure that you use your cane, like I said.
On this afternoon, Matthews is on the phone with one of her patients.
Okay. Well, we'll see what she has to say now that you're home and see how you're doing with the cane versus the walker.
She's a nurse with the hospital's program to stem readmissions called PACT. For her, this means weekly, sometimes daily phone calls and emails, checking in with patients and their caregivers. PACT nurses are also in contact with the patient's primary care doctor. They coordinate a visiting nurse if needed and communicate with the rehab facility.
And if you have questions, we're here to answer them. Okay?
That's a great relief to Jerry Siegel, whose mother, Lila Gross, is back in the hospital with pneumonia. But this time, she says, it's different. That's because with the help of PACT nurse Susan Sorlian, the family now knows when to bring their mother in and when it can be averted.
Susan would keep touching base with my sister and myself to make sure that Mom was taking everything and we understood how to use everything and she was doing well. Having Susan, it was like everything fell together. We never had a question.
The PACT program is a good thing for Lila Gross and the 2,000 other Medicare patients being served by the hospital, says the program's director, Dr. Julius Yang. But there's a catch. While hospitals are being penalized for too many readmissions, they are also losing money for every bed they keep empty.
The challenge for hospitals is that for a patient to come back into the hospital, whether it's a readmission or not, that's actually how we collect revenue, and yet we are also being penalized for that.
So far, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center has brought down its readmission rate by 25%, and its fines have been reduced too. Much of the cost-cutting under Obamacare focuses on hospitals, because hospitals are expensive. But recent studies out of Harvard and other universities find that the vast majority of readmissions are not caused by what happens in the hospital, but actually what happens after a patient leaves. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.
And our story was produced in collaboration with Kaiser Health News.
As we mentioned, the enrollment deadline for the Affordable Care Act is Monday, and we want to talk to people who are making a conscious decision not to sign up. Maybe you can't afford it. Maybe you don't like the idea of the individual mandate. Whatever your reason, let us know at facebook.com/hereandnowradio. This is Here and Now.